Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You can make some of those first small steps toward living more intentionally, whether that is looking around the house and thinking, there is some stuff that we can sell in here. You know, that treadmill has been covered in laundry for months. We don't need it. Or we have lots of books that we have already read that could find a better place. And I sold tons of our books on half.com. So we can all do something. I'm convinced of this. And beginning to ease our way into the process will make us much more effective.
Excellent. So talk about the second mile of this race. You know, when you look around, you see what everybody else is buying, enjoying, eating, and you're suddenly going, well, I'm just eating this rice. I don't even get meat. I mean, is it wise to treat yourself every once in a while so you don't blow up and break the bank? Or how do you pace in that second mile when the temptation, I would think, is to commit the sin of comparison?
Certainly. Well, I think it's a good idea to make short-term goals. So, you know, we're going to pay off this debt, whether that's, you know, a smaller one or a huge one. And after that's finished, we're going to celebrate it somehow because there needs to be some sort of celebration. And maybe you're going to go out to eat. Maybe you're going to plan a weekend away that you obviously pay cash for. You know, you need some sort of small goals to work towards so that when you achieve it, you can take a deep breath and celebrate the moment before you gear back up and dive back into that next debt. And we actually let our girls become a big part of that process. And that was super fun and also slightly scary because to ask a, you know, nine-year-old, hey, what do you want to do when we pay off this debt is a really scary open-ended question. And yet it helped them own the process as well. And there's an entire chapter in Slaying the Debt Dragon that's all about helping kids be part of the journey and helping them capture, you know, kind of the essence of why it is you're doing what you're doing and how they can be a part of that. And luckily, our daughter said to us, hey, I would really love to go to this indoor water park. And it was perfect. We could go for just a weekend and we could celebrate and really enjoy the time together as a family before we geared back up and headed toward eliminating that final debt.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.